Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Daf Kuf Chaf Beis. We will begin on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, 16 lines from the wide lines. We learned in the Mishnah that Yehuda ben Baba taught us, if an Akum said that a person died, then the halacha is, if he had intention to say Eidus, then we don't accept him. But if he did not have that intention, he was just Masiach Lefi Tumai, then we do accept his testimony. Amar Yudam Shmuel Loi Shana, El Kishkavin Lahatir. If this Akum is coming with the expressed purpose of trying to help this woman who doesn't know where her husband is, and he's coming with the expressed purpose to try to get her to be established that her husband is no longer alive, we don't accept what he says. Aval, niskaven lahayt, if all his intention was just to say Eidus, it was just to say over what he knew, but not to expressly make her mutter, then the halacha is Eidus Eidus. Ask the Gemara, but heichi yedinin, how are we to know what was his intention? Amar Rabbi Yosef Bala Bezdin, if he comes to Bezdin, Vamar, and he reports that Ish Pliny Beis, that this person passed away, his Sius Ishtoi, and because of that he says you should be allowed to marry, his wife may get remarried, Zen the Skavon Lahatar, that's considered a situation where he had intention to make this woman able to get married, and he's not trusted. But if all he says is meistam, he just reports that this man passed away, zan eskav eidus, that's where he's trusted. Itnanami, amresh lach loy shanu, and eskav lahatir, when it was the express purpose of this akum to make the woman mutter. Am eskav lahoyed, if he's just trying to report to us what happened, eidusa eidus. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan asks on Rish Lakish, from the following incident. Wasn't there the following incident? And he spoke to 85 Zakenim. Amalehem, Loi Shanu, we didn't learn in our Mishnah that the Akum is not trusted, only in a situation, the Skam Lahatir, where it was an express purpose to try to make this woman mutter. Aval Niskavan Lahoid, that he only had intention to report what he knew happened, but it wasn't his intention to expressly make this woman mutter, Eidusa Eidus. Says the Gemara, V'loi Yehoidu L'chachamim, they didn't agree, and the Mishnah says that under all intentions, and under all situations, he's not believed. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, even if it was not his express purpose to make this woman mutter, how do we understand the Mishnah that says, the Mishnah says, by an akum, if that was his intention, then the halacha is, ein edusa edus. We can't accept what he says. Doesn't that mean to say that that there are going to be circumstances that we will accept what he says? Ask the Gemara, heichi Mishkachsel, when exactly is that? Says the Gemara, and the situation Masiach Lefi Tumai. He's just speaking, and we hear him speaking, and based on us hearing speaking, we extrapolate and we know that the husband is no longer alive. Kehu Davakam of Ozel. There was somebody that was walking and making the following announcement. Man Ikabe Chavoy, Man Ikabe Chavoy. Is there anybody from Chivoy's family that I can meet? Shachiv Chavi, and he said, that Chavoy passed away, and based on what he said, the answer of Yosef Ledvisei, and Rabbi Yosef allowed his wife to get married, because that was, according to Rabbi Yosef, a situation of Masiach Lefitumai. As we keep on repeating, in a situation of Masiach Lefitumai, we believe the Akum. Hahu, says the Gemara, there was this Akum that would come of Ozel, who was making the following announcement. Vayle leparshas Rizo, Dava b'vam disa d'shchava. He was saying how terrible it is that there was this very competent individual, that died. And again, since he was just reporting that that happened, he didn't mean to do any. He did not mean to do anything more than that. It says the Gemara, the answer of Yosef Yitame Rav Ladvisa. They allowed his wife to get married based on that testimony. Says the Gemara, who have a come of Ozel? Manika Bechasa. Who from the family of Chasa is here? Tava Chasa. Because he reported that Chasa passed away. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, Halakim. He made a shvua. Ochel Kavri Lechasa. The fish devoured Chasa. With the brother of Nachman, the fact that he was so upset, as the visit of Chasa, Chasa's wife heard, and she got remarried, and the Chachamim did not protest. They allowed her to get remarried. Amar Vashi, Shmamina, Hod Amar Rabbanon. From here we see that even though we learned extensively in our previous shiur that if a man drowned in Mayim She'en Lam Soif, Ishta Surah, that his wife cannot get remarried, for we need to be concerned that maybe he walked out from the other side of the river. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili, that was only in a situation of Chatchila. Aval in the Siva, if she gets married under such circumstances, then we don't make her get separate from a new husband. However, the Hagos Maimini says, we need to understand this Gemara. If a woman went against what Chacham said, and we don't say anything, so then what will happen is that what is the purpose of the Gzeiris of Chazal? If Chazal make a Gzeira and people could ignore it, so ask the Gaos Maimini, what's the purpose? Then the whole world, then all the Gzeiris will become meaningless. So the Gaos Maimini says that what happened here was not that she deliberately violated what Chazal say. If somebody deliberately violates what Chazal say, we can't just not pay attention to that. What happened here was, based on the comment that Rav Nachman made, she was sure that Rav Nachman meant to say that we could accept that our husband is dead. Because that's what she was sure Rav Nachman meant, that's why she got remarried. But if she just goes and gets remarried without any halachic basis, of course we can't just accept that. Ikadami, the answer of Rav Nachman Ladvisi. Then Rav Nachman actually was the one that married her off. Because Rav Nachman said, Chasa Gaba Rabbi Isi. Chasa was a very well-known person. Vim Isa the Solik. And we had this concept in our previous year as well, where Rav Nachman said, had he survived and come out, Kalei Isli Lemilsa, everybody would have known. And the fact that he didn't, that we don't know that he's here, is an indication that he's dead. However, says the Gemara Velohi, it doesn't make a difference who is the person that drowned. Loishno Gav Rava, Loishno Lav Gav Rava, it doesn't make a difference if it was a great person or not a great person, a person, a famous person or not. The Eved Li In, the Eved, if she got married, as we just explained, she could remain with her husband. B'lechatchila, if he drowned in a Mayim She'en Lam Soif, we can't let him get married. Says the Gemara, who have come to have a come lately Yisrael? There was an Akam that told a Jew, Kotel Espasa, cut the grain, the Shadil Chaviv Shabasa, and give it to my animals on Shabbos. Viloy, because if you refuse to do what I'm telling you, Katilnaloch, I will kill you, Katilnaloch plenty by Yisrael. Just like it killed that Jew. Damile, that I had told that Jew, he said, Boshli Kedair B'Shabbos, cook for me on something for Shabbos. Cook something for me on Shabbos. And this Jew, Veloy Boshel, he refused the Katli, and I killed him. Shama Devisa. So the man of that wife was waiting. She did not know what happened. She now heard how this Akum said that he killed that man. Vosel Kameh Dabaya. So she went to Abaya, if based on this statement that the Akum made, may she get remarried? Says the Gemara, Shaya Abaya, so Shaya Tulsa Ragli. Abaya held her back for 3 Yom Tovim. So Rashi gives one pshat, that what happened was that before every Yom Tov, the Talmid Chachamim would gather together and discuss halacha, and that's why she waited for three Yom Tovim where Talmid Chachamim got together to discuss the Shiloh with him. Rashi brings another pshat that on the day, on the yard site of a great person, they would gather together. And Rashi actually says they would gather together at the kever, and all the great Talmid Chachamim would come to visit the kever on this yard site of this great person. And there they would talk, and that's where she asked the Shaila. So the Rishonim ask that we notice the halacha of Loig L'Rash. The halacha of Loig L'Rash says, for example, that a person may not wear tzitzis in a cemetery. The reason a person may not wear tzitzis in the cemetery is because it's sort of teasing the people there, saying that they can't do mitzvahs anymore and I still can. So the halacha question that they ask is, how could they speak Divrei Torah at the cemetery? Isn't that Loig L'Rash? So the Rigash explains, since they're gathering in the cemetery, L'Kovid the mace, since they're gathering there, L'Kovid the Nifter, that's not called Loig L'Rash. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the one is allowed to say Divrei Torah, this happens by Levayis often, one is allowed to say Divrei Torah within four Amos of a Nifter, if it's done for the cover of the Nifter, if it's done to say a Hesped, if that's done for the cover of the Nifter, then the halacha is, we're allowed to say Divrei Torah. The Nemukei Erchayim from the Michas Lazar says this is the minig that some people don't say Tachnun on the day of a yard site. Because according to the Alm Gemara, the Gemara is calling the yard site of a great person a Wrigley. The Gemara is calling it a Yontif. So we see, since it's considered a Yontif, it's a day that we don't say Tachnun. Amalur of Adabahava, Zilakameh. So Rav Adabahava said to this woman, Zilakameh Rabbi Yosef, the Chorav Sakini. The right person for you to approach with the Shaila is Rabbi Yosef, who's very sharp. So the Yaivitz asked the question that throughout Shas, Rabbi Yosef is known as the individual who was a Sinai, who was a big bucky, but he wasn't known for his sharpness. So how is the Gemara calling him the Chorav Sakini? So the Yaivitz answers that when we compare him to Rava, Rava was considered much sharper than Rabbi Yosef. Here, he wasn't together with Rabba. He was together with Abaya. When we compare it to Abaya, there he was considered very sharp. So Zilla commented to Rabbi Yosef. So he says, go to Rabbi Yosef, the Sakar of Sakina. Also Kamei, and she went to ask the question. Pashat Mihamas Nisa. And he answered from the following Mishnah. It says, the following Brisa. The Brisa says, a guy was selling Paris in the marketplace. I'm a Paris alalu sha'orlehem. He said that this fruit are orlo. Shalazikahein, which of course if they're orlo, we may not eat them. If he came from, he said that these fruits come from the place called Agisa. And Rashi explains that Agisa is a place that had very high quality fruit. So Rashi says, what's wrong with saying that? What's the halachic issue? The halachic issue is that they were perishvies, that were not made hefker. And this opens up a very important question. If fruit that is, we know that all the fields on the Shemitah year have to be left open, not hefker. That's called meshumer. The question is, what is the halacha about peris that are meshumer? Rashi holds that peris are meshumer are mutter. Other Rishonim say it's aser. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that if one wants to be lenient, he may be lenient. Or he said, shall not the revayahein. He said that these peris are not the revay peris, which of course we can't eat. Layam aklum. In all these cases, we don't trust them. Leniskavin, because only he intended to say Leshbich Mechoy. He wanted people to think that what he's selling is higher quality. So we see from here, says Rabbi Yosef, that if we have a reason to believe that what the Akum said is for an ulterior motive, we can't believe him. Here too, when the guy was threatening a Jew, and he said to him that if you won't do what I say, you won't be Michal Shabbos, as I tell you to be Michal Shabbos, I'll kill you, we have to be concerned that he never really killed anybody. The only reason he said it was just to frighten, this woman. And since his whole goal was just to frighten this man to do malach on Shabbos, the halach is we don't believe what he said. Says the Gemara, Abi Yudin Itzaydin, Omar, Ma'is Bishrov Av Kacham Shalch B'Derech Yisrael and Akum were walking in the street. Obav Kacham V'Omar, Chaval Ayehudi Shoyimi B'Derech. What a terrible situation happened to this Jew who was traveling with me. Shemais B'Derech V'Kvartiv. That he died on the road, and I buried him. Says the Gemara, based on what he said, they allowed his wife to get remarried. Says the Gemara, v'shuv maisa, v'shishim v'nei adam, there were 60 people, shayahoy, mehalchim l'karka beiter, they were going to the city of Beiter, which was being attacked, how terrible it is that these 60 people were traveling to Beitar, Shemesu, that they all died, Vikvartim, and I buried them. And again, says the Gemara, Hesius Nishaseim, based on their testimony, they were buried. And again, because all of these cases, we have a reason to see that what the guy was not intending to say Eidus, and that's why he's believed. Dar Chaner asks, why does the Gemara have to bring all these different stories that make the same point? So Dar Chaner says, every story represents a chiddush. The story when the guy spoke about saying the kever, that since he identified the kever, that's why we could maybe believe him, because he identified where he's buried. Here, when these people karkam shabetar, so when it's karkam shabetar, it's a time of mechama. And Aruch HaNes says, we learned extensively earlier in our perek that in a time of mechama, we can't believe this type of a testimony. And the reason he says that in time of mechama, we cannot believe this type of a testimony, we learned was because we need to be concerned that perhaps it's only being said with the dummy. There's certain that because of the war, this person died. But it's not that he certainly died. And therefore, we can't believe. It's a very interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. Here, we just learned the sugya, if under what circumstances can we believe an Akum and not? The question is, can we believe something that was done by a government office? In other words, if there was a death certificate issued regarding a person that he's not alive, can that death certificate be a proof that the person is indeed dead and allowed to marry to his wife? But the many Paiskim say that we need to be concerned that the death certificates are not necessarily accurate. Particularly, the Beis Ephraim says that many times the government office is just anxious to get the death certificate out, and it's not because we could be certain that the person really died, and because we can't just rely on those type of documents. Says the Mishnah Me'idim, La'ora Ener Olavona. If the person who was killed, we only saw him in the sunlight, didn't see him clearly, it was only by candle or by the moon, we don't have to be concerned that maybe they didn't see the right person. Says the Mishnah, Masina pi baskol, we could rely on a baskol. That means we heard a voice say that this person is dead, and we didn't actually see who is the person making the announcement. But the Rambam in the Pirish Mishnah says that even though we didn't see the person that made the announcement, says the Rambam, we did see a person. We just can't identify who was that person. And since we can't identify who was that person, maybe it shouldn't be good enough. Tells us the Gemara that we can. But it has to be a situation, says the Tosfos Yontif, that it was a person. But if it's not a person. Just we think that you're hearing, somebody thinks he's hearing a voice min hashamayim. You can't rely on a voice min hashamayim to say that that's good enough to assume that this person is dead. Ma'aseh ba'achad, shomer al rosh ha'har. And this is a good proof to the way we just learned the Mishnah. There was somebody standing on top of the mount of Amir Ish Pliny ben Pliny, Mamak and Pliny Mace. They were able to identify this exact person is the person that died. V'holchu v'loy matzu shamadim. And then they wanted to speak to this person, but they didn't find anybody. And still, says the Mishnah, v'siyas ishtoy, they married off his wife. Says the Mishnah further, v'shem ma'aseh b'tzalman. There was a story that happened in Salmon. Bechet Shomer, somebody got up and said, Ani ish pliny ben ish pliny, this is who I am. The Shchani Nachash Varani Mace. And he said about himself that I was bitten by a snake and I am dead. I'm about to die. V'olchavlai Kirua. They weren't able to identify him. His face, his body had changed. And still, V'olchas ish ishtai, because he said that this is who I am. Says the Gemara Omer of Rav Shmuel, Tana. This that we learned in our Mishnah, that we can rely on a bas kol, b'shama imrim, b'shama says, emes sinah pi bas kol. We cannot rely on a bas kol, or b'shil imrim, mesinah pi bas kol. We can rely on a bas kol. Says the Gemara, ma kamashmon, what is the purpose of teaching us? There is a purpose to teach us that there's a machloikus b'shama and b'shil, and our Mishnah represents the opinion of b'shil. Obviously, our Mishnah represents the opinion of Beis Hillel. Masnisani, we always follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Answers the Gemara Hakam Ashmalon that we're learning from here. The Mishkach Stama. If you will find a Stam Mishnah or a Stam Brisa that says that we can't rely on a Basco, we should know that that Brisa Mishnah represents the opinion of Beis Shammai, and we don't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. So we said that there was somebody standing on top of the mountain. I made an announcement that this is this and this person died, and we trusted it. But even though they couldn't find that person, but ask the Gemara, why should we not be concerned that Dilma Shedhava, that maybe it was a shade that made that announcement? Answers the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Marav, Sharad Dmus Adam. The person who was making the announcement looked like a human being. And the Gemara is saying that it looked like a human being. But ask the Gemara, so Shadim also look like human beings. Inunami Damu. Shadim look like human being. Answers the Gemara, the Chazal Babua. He didn't see the actual person. He only saw him in a reflection in the water. Ask the Gemara, so what? Vinunami Isla Babua. Don't the Shadim have also a reflection? Answers the Gemara, the Chazal Babua the Babua. Many times when you see a shadow, you see a double shadow. A human being could create a double shadow. A shade cannot create a double shadow. Another pshat that I saw is that a human being, as he gets closer to the place where you see his reflection, the reflection is closer to the size of that person. But a shade is not that way. It doesn't make a difference if he's closer or further from where we're seeing his reflection. He's always considered, we always have the same size. Says the Gemara, V'demeladu isla babua de babua. Maybe that is the same by Shadim. Says the Gemara, Amar Chanina, Amar Yonis and Shada, babua islu, but babua de babua leslu, they don't have it. But ask the Gemara, Demetzari have it. As we learned so many times in our Masechta, that the Tzara is not believed. So why are we not concerned that maybe it was the Tzara who was making this announcement in order to harm her other wife? Answers the Gemara, Tanad Be'er Bishmo is B'Shah Sakana. The person who was in Sakana, Kaisvin V'Noisnin, similarly, just like when somebody is in mortal danger, we will write a get based on his statement that this is who I am, even though we don't have that independent knowledge. Even though we can't tell him. And Rashi says that every time, Rashi makes a very important point, that every time we have a situation that a woman is an aguna, and we don't know what the situation is, and her husband is missing, and we need to do what we have to do. So says Rashi, the That called him a sakana. And I saw the Rav Yosef Engel explains, and the Sefer Dvar Yeshua explains, that the reason is because this woman is so suffering with her husband not missing, it could cause her to become ill. And that's why every aguna is considered a shah sakana. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Akiva, kishiratati with Adar. When I went to Adar, Labra Hashanah, to make the year a leap year. Says the Marmitzosi, Nechemi Ishbeis Dali, and I met Nechemi from the city of Dali. Omri, Shemati Sheim Masin, as Ishba Eretz Yisrael, Al Pi Eid Echad. That in Eretz Yisrael, they refuse to marry off a woman just on the testimony of one aid, El Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. The only one that is willing to do so was Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. V'namtiloi, and I said to him, Kain Hadvarim. That indeed, in Eretz Yisrael, they are machmer, that they don't rely on an eid echad to marry off a woman. Amali, so Nechemi said to him, Emelahem, go tell the Chachmei Yisrael Mishmi, Atam Yedim, you are quite aware, Shehamedina Meshebeshes Begaisis, that the roads are very dangerous. And that's why I can't go myself to tell you, but I want you to know, he said, Mekublani, Rav Gamliel HaZaken, I have a Kabbalah for Rav Gamliel HaZaken, Shemesina Se'isha Pi Eid Echad, that a woman may get married off based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. Says the Gemara, Ukshabasi, when I came to Tisrael, Ve'etzeisi Hadvarim Ufnei Rav Gamliel, and I repeated what I just said to Rav Gamliel, who was in Yavna, Samach Ledvarai, that he was very happy to hear that his grandfather, Rav Gamliel HaZaken, indeed held this way. Omar, and Rav Gamliel said, Mitzana Chavala Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that we see that not only Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is the one that's lenient with Eid Echad, but my grandfather, Rav Gamliel, was also lenient. B'toich HaDvarim, from discussing this matter, Nisker Rav Gamliel remembered that Shneherga Arugim Tel Arza, that there were people that were killed in a place, and that's a song called Tel Arza, the Sira Gamliel, Nishasem, Apir Echod, the Gamliel indeed married off their wives based on the testimony of an Eid Echod. Normally when testimony is offered, testimony is only accepted when you hear it from the witness himself, not the witness, somebody saying he heard it from the witness. Here we can be lenient, we could accept the testimony of an Eved. Mipi Isha, we could accept the testimony of an Isha. Mipi Shifcha, we could accept the testimony of a Shifcha. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua, Aimrim, Eim Asin Asi Isha Ela Api Eid Echad. We can't rely on one aid. Rekiva, Aimrim, Loyal Pi Isha, Veloyal Pi Eved, Veloyal Pi Shifcha, Veloyal Pi Kroivim. He says that all of these different people are not trusted to say that the husband died. Says the Gemara, Sar Rekiva, Pi Isha Loy. Does Rabbi Kiva hold that you can't rely on the testimony of a woman? But Tanya Shimon Elazar Oymer Shimon Rabbi Kiva Isha Nemanis Lavi Gita. A woman could bring her get from Dinas Hayam, and we know as the first Mishnah the Masechta Megitin teaches us that when somebody brings a get from a Dinas Hayam, they have to say Befani Nachtav Befani Nachtav. And our Gemara is teaching us that we could rely on a woman to say that. We can rely on a woman to say b'fanei tachta b'fanei nechtam, says the Gemara. Mikavachaymer, because we make the following kavachaymer. Uman nashim shomer chachamim ein amenas loy mishemeis bala. The women, the five women who we've discussed in our parak, who are not believed to say that a woman's husband died, still the halacha is namanas lavi gitin. They are believed to say that. To bring a get and say b'fani nacht b'fani nachtam, zu shenemenes loyme meispala, because if this woman came and said my husband died and it didn't shenemenes loyme getim, so we see from here that you can bring a get and a woman is trusted for here. So the question is, nashim sham chacham hud loyme hemli. These five, isn't Rabbi Kiva's statement mean that these five women are not trusted? Doesn't that mean Isha Ba'alma, everybody else, Namenis, is trusted? So how do we say the Rekiva doesn't accept women? Answers the Gemara, Loikasha. When our Mishnah says that we don't, Rabbi Kiva says that we can't accept the testimony of a woman, that's Kodim Shechzika. That was before Rabbi Kiva came and gave us the testimony of Nechemi Ishbeis Dali that heard from a Gamaliel Zaken. But after we received the Kabbalah from Lach Shechzika, from a Gamaliel Zaken, that we do trust a woman, then the halach is we do trust a woman. Even Rabbi Kiva would agree we could trust the testimony of a woman to get allow a woman to allow to accept that the man is dead. Amar Loi, says the Mishnah. Amar Loi Maaseh B'nei Levi. There was a story with the B'nei Levi. Sha'ochel Tzoyar Irat Tamarim. They went to Tzoyar Irat Tamarim, a city in Eretz Yisrael. V'olach Echem Hem. One of them was traveling the road. V'viu B'punduk, and they left him in an inn. V'chazrosam. There was somebody who was traveling with them, but he didn't continue with them on the trip. They left him in a certain hotel. On the way home, Amar Lepedekus, they asked this hotel woman who was running the hotel, Aya Chavireinu, what happened to our friend? Where is he? So she said, Numus Lehem, she said to them, Mace, he died, Vikfaratim, and I buried him. And says the Mishnah, Vesiyus Ishtoi, that they trusted this non-Jewish hotel manager. So says the Chacham to Rabbi Kiva, V'loite Kohenis, Kepundakas, shouldn't a reliable Jewish woman be as trustworthy as this woman? Amulhem, Shitehei Kepundakas, when a Jewish woman will be in the same story as the Kepundakas, then indeed he said, Nemenish, she would be believed. Shepundakis, she took out from his, she took out all of his paraphernalia. So the fact that she was able to take out all of the paraphernalia, that was a proof that he's truly dead. It's not that we just accepted a testimony. Ask the Gemara, my grius to the Pentecost. The Mishnah said that the Kohenis should be at least equivalent to the Pentecost. So ask the Gemara, what is the deficiency of a Pentecost? Says the Ma'amar of Kahana, Pundakas of Eretz Kham Haisa. This Pundakas was non-Jewish, but she was Mesich Lefitayma Haisa, and she just was Mesich Lefitumai by showing Zeh Makoi Vzeh Tamiloi Vzeh Kvartiv Boy. And that's why she was believed. The Chen Tani Abba Bereid Reb Nyumi Bachia, Pundakas of Eretz Kham Haisa, she was non-Jewish, or Mesich Lefitumai Haisa, and she said Zeh Makoi Vzeh Tamiloi Vzeh Kvartiv Kabertivai. Says the Gemara, but how can we call her a Mesiach Lefitumai? Because the Gemara's question is that the definition of a Mesiach Lefitumai is an individual who is not asked a question, that offers the information on their own. And here, this woman was asked a question, because Aya Chavireinu Kamerlei, they asked her a question, so how could she be believed when we're asking her a question? Answers the Gemara, Kivin the Chazor, as soon as she saw the people coming to the hotel, Bachi, she began to cry. Amalai Ayach Avreinu. And after she began to cry, that's when they asked the question. Amalai Kvartiv. So since she was the one that began the conversation by crying, it's considered a situation of Mesiach Lefitumai. Because whenever the person begins that, we didn't initiate the conversation, she initiates the conversation, that's considered a situation of Mesiach Lefitumai. So the Rif says, based on the Gemara, that if that Akum saying that a person is dead is not believed unless he offered information without being asked. But if the Akum was asked, then it's considered a formal Eidus. And once it's considered formal Eidus, the halacha is we can't believe him. However, says the Rav, if the Akum initiates the conversation about the incident, but he doesn't finish the whole story and say exactly who was the dead person by identifying the dead person, it's still considered Mesiach Lefitumai. He says as long as the Akum was the one that initiated the conversation, that's considered Mesiach Lefitumai. The Ritva goes on to say that if an Akum speaks about a person dying in response to somebody who asked them a general question about a missing man, even though he wasn't asked specifically about that man, it's still considered, it's not considered Mesiach Lefitumai. the Ran says that it's not considered Masiach Lefi Tumay unless there are many details. It's not that he just says that this man is dead. He has to be speaking many details, and amongst that detail, he mentions that this person is dead. But if that's all he says, if it's all that he says, then that's not considered Masiach Lefi Tumay. Moreover, the Achroinim say, if an Akum comes telling a Rav a story, even though he's the one that came to the Rav, the fact that he wasn't just speaking about it in casual conversation, but he comes deliberately to a rabbi to report what he thinks happened, that already is enough that it should not be considered Masiach Lefi Tumay. Says about Tana Rabbanan Maaseh about the Machod, Shabal Lahayr Alish Lefnei Rabbi Tarfin. There was an individual who came to say Edus in front of Rabbi Tarfin. Amalei B'nei, Heich Atu Yedei Be'edus Ishizu. How do you know this story? Amma Anivahu. So he said, I and this person, Ayinu Halachim Adarach, we were traveling together on the road. V'radach Afreinu Gaius. And there was a troop running after us. V'nisla B'yichur Shazayis. This man, as he was running away, got caught up with a branch of the aloe tree. U'pashchoy. And he pulled it off. V'chzaz Gaiv L'achayrev. And he was able to get the attackers to run away. Amatiloi, Aryeh, Yashikoyach. Amlei, Menayin Atu Yedeish Aryeh Shmi. So he asked, how do you know my name is Aryeh? Kach Koyrech B'yiri, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Aryeh D'Kvas Sechya. L'yomim Cholu Umeis. After a while, this man died. His Seer of Tafrin Sishtoi. He mentioned that this is his name. And based on him mentioning his name, that's how we knew that indeed this is who the person was. It's very interesting. I saw that Chassam Sofer points out that this is one of the rare situations in Shas where we find the person is called with two names, Yonis and Aryeh. And the Chassam Sofer wants to suggest that his name wasn't really Yonis and Aryeh. Aryeh was a description of that he was strong, but not that his name was Aryeh. Says the Gemara, if Rav Tarfin like Bayi Drish v'Chakira, didn't Rav Kiafin, wasn't he needed to be questioned? But Tanya, somebody came to say testimony that a certain woman's husband was dead. How do you know this? We were traveling. We grabbed the piece of wood from a date tree or pashcha, and we were able to rip it off from the tree. V'chzas agayev l'charev. Amatelach yishkoyach Aryeh. Amla yachav kvanta l'shmi. You got my name right. Shekein koynes to be iri. That's what they call me. Yoichan ben Yonis and Aryeh d'b'kas sechya. L'mach yom chol ameis. Amla. So Rav Karfin mean to ask him a question. Lo kamach amateli. Yoichan ben Yonis and d'b'kas sechya Aryeh. Aryeh is the name of the city, not of the person. Amla loy. I didn't get confused. Aryeh is not part of the name of the city. Aryeh is part of the name of the person. The Digdikalim Shnaim Shlosh Apamim. Rav Parfen asked many questions. The Kivanas Dvarov. And every time this person answered the same way, the Seer of Tarfen Sishtai. So we see that Rav Tarfen asked questions. How do we say that they just accept the testimony without any questions? Answers the Gemara, Tanaihi. It's actually Machloikus Tanoim. The Tanya ain't Boitkim Eded Noshim. We don't question them. Vadrish v'chakira divar v'kiva. Rav Tarfin oim a Boitkin. V'kumifki, what is the basis of their Machloikus? V'drab Chanina. Damar Chanina dvat Torah. Echa dina mamanis v'echa dina nefashis. Both when we speak about dina mamanis and dina nefashis. Vadrish v'chakira. We have to quiz the Edim. Shnema mishpat echa yirlechem. Omatam amru dina mamanis. Why were they lenient and not require questioning by Dina Mamnis? Because if a person is going to be questioned, like Tenel Dals Mufnei Lovin, he's never going to want to lend money if that's going to be what's required to be able to collect his money. My Kamifki, so what is the Machloikis here? Mar Sava, Kivin Dekik Suba Lemishkol, part of a testimony that somebody's husband is dead is in order for her to receive the Ksuba, so it's treated like a Dina Mamnis. and therefore we don't have to have drisha chakira. That was the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Now, Rabbi Tarfon holds Mar Sover, Kivin the Kashrani Isha Shishlamala, Elam, it's primarily a question of Erva and Kedina Nefash Tami, we need Rishva Chakira. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Chanina, Tamid Cham Mar Mishalom Ba'olam, Shanem V'chob B'naich Lamude Hashem, Rav Shalom B'naich. And we know that the four Mesechtis that end with this Memra, and they stand for B'naich, Brachas Nazir, Yevamis, and Krisis. Why does Mesechta Yevamis, of course many, many Mepharshim, try to understand why does Masechta Yevamis end with this statement? So he says that, so Mepharshim explained, we just learned that Chazchamim made a rule that if somebody, by Dine Mamnus, we shouldn't have many questions. Why shouldn't we have many questions? In order that there should be Shalom. So we see there's a point that what the Chachamim do is in order to make Shalom. What pshat tamid chachamim marbim shalom b'olam? Many mefarshim ask, what is the wording marbim? The Gemara uses the words that tamid chachamim a marbim shalom b'olam. What does it mean that the marbim shalom b'olam? So I saw a number of pshatim, and why specifically do we say it's tamid chachamim? So the Chasam Sofer says, one pshat that the Chasam Sofer suggests is that actually that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all sorts of different personalities and characteristics and behavior in the world. And every behavior that there is in the world must be used. So if Talmid HaChachamim may learn Torah and they make Shalom, as the Pasuk says, as Vahav Besufa, Tshtei Talmid HaChachamim are fighting, and then they make peace. So the machloikis that there has to be in the world, the machama that has to be in the world, is in the yeshiva, in the learning, better than it should be with people, chas v'shalom, getting killed. Another pshat is that Talmid Chachamim always are arguing, and they're always making up after they argue. So that's why they're marbim shalom ba'olam. Another pshat that I saw is that Talmid Chachamim, all of us, all of Klal Yisrael, are really one neshama. People are all one neshama. And since we're all one neshama, by how are all our neshamas connected? All of our neshamas get connected through learning Torah. And that's why the Talmid Chachamim, who are the ones that learn Torah, are the ones that are marbim shalom, because they're the ones that bring together all of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. But I saw Reb Cheskel Abramsky says a beautiful pshat that people, under many circumstances, don't get along. They have different opinions. They have different reasons that they don't get along. Talmid Chachamim, who is a person who is satisfied, because what does a Talmid Chacham need in life? All of a Talmid Chacham needs in life is the Gemara, to learn Torah. And because all the Talmid Chacham needs in life is Torah, so that's why Talmid Chachamim represent those that bring Shalom to the world. They have the true satisfaction in the world. Again, in trying to understand why is it specifically this Masechta that ends with Talmid Chachamim Marim Shalom Ba'olam. So we began the Masechta. The Gemara asked that why did the Masechta begin with 15 Arayas, the Poitras are the same, the Tzaras are the same. There are 16. So said the Gemara, that the reason that it doesn't mention 16, because the 16th case is the subject of a Machloikis. But Plukta like Kamairi. Our Masechta began with the concept we're trying to avoid Machloikis. So since the whole purpose of our Masechta, we began with that concept, that we're trying to avoid Machloikis. And other Mepharshim I saw explained even a step further. Our Masechta is the Masechta where we learn that we had very, very significant machlokes by Sham and by Hillel about the Tzaras Erva. And yet the Mishnah says that even though we had the situation of Tzaras Erva, Talmid Chachamim had no problem that by Sham and by Hillel got intermarried with each other. And therefore we see that even though Talmid Chachamim could have disagreements, and they could have serious disagreements, they still learn to live with each other. And that's the lesson that we learned in this Masechta, that Talmid Chachamim can have serious machlokes, but they learn to get along. The Chashuk Yechemed discusses, what is the halacha if there's a Talmid Chacham who spends his time learning, but he was asked to get involved in a situation where he could have a positive influence to make peace, that people won't be angry at each other. Should he say, well, now it's the time for me to learn? Or should he say, if I can help make peace, that's what I'm obligated to do? Says the Chasam Sofer, that says the Chashuk Yechemed. Al-Gemara says, Talmid Chachamim Marim Shalom Ba'olam. The job of Talmid Chachamim is to bring peace to the world. What does it mean it's their job to bring peace to the world? The job is that if people aren't getting along, they should bring peace, even at the expense of their learning. We say every morning by davening, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Hashem Sharsov, Kulam Oimdim Berum Oilam, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Gebayrim. What does that mean? Kulam Ahuvim means that they all get along. Kulam Berurim, that each one knows what purpose does he serve in life. Says Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel, why do we have to speak about the Malachim as we're davening Shacharis? We're not Malachim. So what we're announcing, in order for us to be able to daven, in order for us to be able to say Krishma, we have to emulate the Malachim. Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim. We make an announcement that just like the Malachim all get along, and just like the Malachim, each one knows their job, and they're not, one is not jealous of the other Malach. That's the way we should live. And if we live that way, now we are prepared to be Mekabel Al Malch Shemayim. And if we're prepared to be Mekabel Al Malch Shemayim, after we've Mekabel Al Malch Shemayim, we say Shmar Esrei. We daven. And then we finish the davening with Hashem Yivar, with Ein Kelokeinu, saying this memra of Lamana Chai V'Rai Davar Na'ashon Bach, Lamayin Mesa Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Oizlo Amo Yitain, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo V'Sholem. The Shmar Esrei ends with Sholem. Recognizing Shalom. Recognizing, as Reb Chaskel Abramsky explains, that what is the definition of Shalom? That we're satisfied with what we have. We're Berurim. We know that what we have is what we're supposed to have. And what we don't have is what we're not supposed to have. The lesson of Masechta Yevamos. Terrible tragedy. Every blood in this Masechta. A person died without children. But if a person accepts that whatever happens is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, then that's Shalom. You're at peace with yourself. You're at peace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're at peace with all the people who you come in contact with. There is no greater bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give a person is to be B'Shalom and all the types of Shalom that we just identified. And then as we finish Masechta Yevamos, a Masechta, as we discussed when we began the Masechta, a Masechta that speaks about difficult situations. But if we accept the Derech Hashem, we accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings towards us, that's what's supposed to happen, that we live at peace. We live at peace with ourselves, and we live at peace with Hashem, and we live at peace with everyone around us. That is, says the Gemara, the greatest bracha. And that is the bracha that is achieved by Talmidei Chachamim, Marvim Shalom Ba'olam, by Talmidei Chachamim, who learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, bring Shalom to themselves, bring Shalom to their families, bring Shalom to the whole world, until we would taka the mitzvah Hashem see that Hashem Yevorech as Amei B'Shalom, B'Shalom in peace, and B'Shalom B'Shleimus, that we should have the Shleimus, B'Bias HaMashiach, B'Meher B'Yameinu Amein. Hadra Lachi Shabasra, B'Sikolach Masechta Yevamos.